Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a down the rabbit hole called Ask Row, Row, Row Your Boat, where Drew and I are joined by Sean McMeekin and Sophia Canala to talk about what's going on with escrow.com while also getting their take on NamesCon, the current state of the domain space, and some of what they're excited about as we enter into the second half of the year. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. And we also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides new search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week. And also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. With that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's jump down the rabbit hole. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jay On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is part of our Down the Rabbit Hole series, so welcome to the tea party. As we say here on Domain Sherpa, all roads lead to domains, and in the reverse, our work in domains has us venturing all the time into different areas and topics, some domain-related, some not, hence the jump down the rabbit hole. This particular show started with our homegirl, Jen Sales, so big shout-out to Jen. We describe it as a tech-adjacent digital asset pop culture tangent positive podcast with some main stuff thrown in for good measure. We pick a topic to get into when we cover some related news of the day potentially, and then bring on some interesting guests. Today's topic is under the hood with escrow.com. So this very much is a domain related episode. So for all you domain maxis out there, do not change the dial. And I'm excited because a lot of folks don't really know how some of this stuff works. They're obviously a very important partner and friend of ours. But just to be clear, we are not being paid for this episode, or this is not a sponsorship. This truly is us bringing some folks on to talk about some things that we think are interesting. And this is just what we like to do. So let's get it cracking. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the guests. Now I'm going to do it kind of in a funky order, probably not in the order that's there on my screen, because I want to keep the special guests after the not so special guest. So let me start with the least special guest of the show, my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of digital assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, aka Drew got what I need. Yeah, what up, Drew? How are you, man? What's happening?
I'm good, just out here cooking, you know, getting ready for summer, and that's it, you know, basking in all these escrow wars.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get to that. All right, now let me go ahead and introduce the special guest. Over to my right, we got Sean McMeekin, aka Sean of the Dead, aka Sean Top, aka Escrowed House, Rip to Patrick Swayze, aka Free Lancelot, aka Moet Sean Don, aka and the McMeekin shall inherit the earth. He is the global sales director for Freelance, which is the parent company of escrow.com, and fresh off of his first appearance at NamesCon. We're excited to have you on the show, Sean. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I haven't had an introduction like that, mate. Patrick Swayze. I'll take that.
Hey, that's exactly right, man. We try to put you in good company, you know, so that's pretty much how we do it. All right.
Happy to join from Sydney. No problem.
Oh. Awesome, man. Well, happy to have you. And last but certainly not least, below me, we got my girl Sophia Canala, aka the Queen of Domainers, aka Sophia Vergara, aka the Golden Girl, aka Argentina Turner. She's the operations manager for escrow.com. She is, as we always say, she is the best. And she is our person who, when we need to get stuff done, she is who we go to and does a fantastic job always. Also, great to see you in person at NamesCon, which was your first NamesCon as well. So welcome to the show. And how are you doing?
Doing all right. Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. Love it, Sophia Vergara.
Hey, you know, I'm just, that was an easy one, you know? So, all right. Well, listen, guys.
She's AKA Big Boss.
Okay, AKA Big Boss. I like that too. Anyway, so like I said, we wanted to have you guys on the show, kind of talk about, you know, we're going to talk about NamesCon. We're going to talk about some things, you know, some exciting things that you guys have going on, coming off both of your first NamesCons, and, you know, we'll keep this kind of free flowing. So anyone can answer any of this stuff and we'll just talk about a lot of different things. But, what'd you guys think of NamesCon, like getting to meet people in person? How'd that go? And, what'd y'all think?
Yeah, Sophia, if you like, I can start there. Like, I must admit, like, when I wasn't sure what to expect when I got to NamesCon, but I can definitely tell you that the energy on the morning of you could even I mean, we arrived on the Sunday night, and you could sense the energy building, you know, as it led into the Wednesday. But I remember the morning of day one, the energy was palpable, and you could really feel that the titans of the industry were in the room. Like, you know, you go to some conferences and there's like thousands of people, and you know, it's a big conference, but there in Texas there was what, 300-400 people. But you could really get a sense on the morning of day one that the most important people in the industry were there. And then I know you guys got invited as well, but you could get a sense just looking around the room and looking around the hall that, you know, the very best people in the world had come together. And that was extremely exciting for us to be a part of. Yeah. Yeah. We were very, very happy to be there.
Yeah. You know, well, that's one of the things I think is really cool about, you know, you look at some of these big conferences that happen in Vegas and, you know, home shows and things like that, and car parts. I mean, they literally have like tens of thousands of people. You know, this is so much smaller, but everybody in the domain space, I joke around a lot of the times. I'm like, people don't even know this industry exists, but the people that are in the room are so passionate about it. You know,
everything was there, right? Everyone was staying in the same hotel. Everything was happening in the same area. You know, wherever you look, there were people, you know, just meetings were happening. Meetings would become meetings. And it was just, yeah, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
We talked about
I actually said to some of our guys, I said, look around here. Look at some of the companies that are here. Wow, some people around the world have some really cool jobs. You know, we come from Australia, and Sophia come from Argentina. There are people there from Europe. There are people there from all over the States. And it was like, wow, everyone in this room has some really cool jobs. It was some great companies here. Yeah.
You know, so speaking of jobs, how did you get your start? I mean, how long have you been with Freelancer or Escrow? And, you know, what's that journey? We'll keep it kind of brief on the bio piece, but I think for people who don't know you guys personally, I think it'd be good to get a little bit of that out there on the record.
Yeah, sure. So I joined Freelancer. So Escrow is a part of the Freelancer International Group. We're a listed company here in Australia. I joined Freelancer in May of 2021, and have been involved on the Escrow side of things since probably September of 2022. But yeah, that was the first time that I'd been to an event, and looking forward to the next one.
Awesome. Sophia, what about you? What's your journey looked like to this point?
So I started, I think, by the same time, John, actually. But I started at Escrow directly. And I started way down as an associate account manager. And then, you know, I was promoted to account management, then I was promoted as a team lead, and now I'm the operations manager. But that's why he says I'm the big boss.
That's it. Hey, look, for very good reasons. So, and this was your first domain conference as well, right?
It was, yeah. It was my first time actually seeing everyone in person, of course yourselves, but also like everyone else that was there. It was great to finally see that you guys are not just in my computer. You're actual real people.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah, it was great.
All right, very cool. So now, as far as getting to meet some of the, you know, your customers, your people, how was that, and what kind of notable stuff do you think, you know, comes from that, and that opportunity to get to meet folks face to face?
Well, obviously, meetings are different in person. When you're like talking, you know, via Zoom call, even Drew and I have Zoom meetings for like every week at least, and you stick to the script when it comes to that, because you kind of like want to find out what he's going through, how his pipeline's looking like. Do you have any deal that you need my help with, any current ones or future ones? And you kind of stick to that. But when you're sitting down in front of people, you're actually like getting to know them. And that's much more fruitful when it comes to like building a relationship. And they also feel free to actually speak their minds and tell you exactly how they're feeling and what's the good, what's the bad, what's the incredible stuff that you're doing and all of that. So great. I mean, you get to know the real them and what they really think, and that's much more interesting when you're
on that point of people speaking their minds more freely in person. What was some of the feedback from people? Like, was there any sort of shocks or surprises or you know, let's say things they weren't expected?
Not for me.
Sophia, do you want to jump in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so actually, you know, for a start, it was actually the first time that I was able to meet Sophia in person. And so names gone on a number of levels was great, right? Because, you know, whether it's a team that you're trying to lead or manage or you're trying to guide in a certain direction, there's only so much that you can do, you know, on video calls. And, you know, so NamesCon for us was important on so many layers. Like, it was, you know, as I said, you know, we're very lucky to have Sophia looking after all of our top partners like yourselves. And so it was great, you know, first of all, just to be able to spend some time face-to-face together as a team. But then, you know, secondary to that, you know, you can try and, you know, and obviously I started with Freelancer during the lockdowns, right? So all I've known with this company is dealing with clients, you know, on remotely. Video calls. Yeah, yeah. And we're based here in Australia, right? And all of our top partners in Europe or the US. So, but 100% the importance of, you know, that personal connection, that ability to eyeball people and, you know, we can get feedback on video calls, on emails, et cetera, and actually, leading into NamesCon, we were very aware that we'd have some feedback. So, Drew, you were part of the crew that Sophia and I spoke to in March and April. We spoke to all of our top partners in the lead-in. But the opportunity to then, you know, meet you guys face-to-face and then hear from the coalface exactly, you know, how you feel that we can do better. I mean, that's, you know, we're very cognizant that, you know, we play a pretty important role in the industry, and I felt personally it was very important for us to, you know, to show up and be present, and just listen to the feedback. And I think it was actually one of the most busiest work weeks that I've had. I think I had 25 meetings, right, from the so pretty much from the Wednesday morning until Saturday night, really. The emphasis was on just talking to people, listening to the feedback, and just asking, you know, how can we be better, right? You know, because we're in a service industry. You guys are incredibly important to us in our company. By far the biggest category when it comes to the escrow part of our business. And look, it was just a starting point, right? Like, that was, we're here, we're not hiding. You guys have got some feedback. Let's hear it. And then hopefully, you know, you basically gave us a roadmap to work on the next 6 months until, you know, until the next show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think it's awesome. Oh, go ahead.
You going to Vegas?
I don't know if Drew.
My plan is to go to Vegas. I'm not 100% ready to commit to it yet, just because of family stuff and whatnot. But my plan is to go. My plan is to go. I wish it wasn't West Coast, U.S. I mean, look, I take Vegas over Austin, but I heard the last ICA event was really, really good and really high quality, and all the people that I would want to see at a show were all there. And so my intention is to go. And I've committed to a few people that I will try and, you know, try my damnedest to go. I'm not going to 100% commit to that yet, but, you know, it's on the playing board.
Andrew, like we left no stone unturned, right? Like before, in the months leading up, like I said, Sophia and I had a lot of calls with yourself and many others. We had a lot of feedback. We made some more senior appointments on the product side of things before we came. We also rejoined the ICA, which, you know, terrific to be a part of the ICA and connect.
Yeah, good on you guys. I mean, that I think that goes a long way. I think that was overdue, and I think you guys are a really important member of the ICA. You represent a very important interest. You have a unique position in that interest, and you know, all of the people that should be doing business with you are members, and all of the people that are members should be doing business with you, right? So it's I think that was a really important
step. I agree. I think, you know, it's interesting. So yeah, first of all, talking about the Vegas conference that we're talking about is the upcoming ICA meeting in Vegas, which will be in January, right? So which was become their annual thing, which is awesome because last year we went and it was a great event, really good opportunity, a lot of key people in the space. I can tell you that there was a broker meeting that the main broker's talking about, you know, broker code of conduct and some of the other things that they're trying to implement, and you know, that's its own topic into itself. But you know, the escrow.com came up in the meeting, and I'm sure this was conveyed to you guys, which was, hey, you know, we're having issues having, you know, contact, communication, you know, that kind of stuff, like challenges there. And where are they? Right. Like looking around the room, looking around the conference, you guys aren't there. Not supporting the ICA, to Drew's point, with a lot of key members that are, you know, some of your big clients or people that should be utilizing your services. And you know, so it was a kind of a combination, and you know, this is some of what we've all talked about, right? And it's like, you know, what we see as a, you know, call it a rededication or, you know, a recentering for you guys, on this segment, this part of the business in a real positive way. I think this kind of goes to that whole thing, you know? So can you share with us some of the stuff as far as feedback and some of what are the things that you guys are working on? And, you know, some of it, I think it's great just conceptually to say, hey, look, like we're just, you know, we're adding people, you know, we're adding, you know, we're making this a priority and, you know, recognizing things that y'all need to improve on. I mean, everybody always can, you know, there's always room for improvement everywhere, but what are some of the things you guys are looking to do there?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think if we go back to, late 2021, right, it was the peak of our escrow business. There was a lot happening in the domain space, and then 2022 and 2023
peak of our business also.
Yeah, exactly, right. But you know, we were not immune to what was happening globally. 2022, 2023, we had our challenges, not just within the escrow part of the business, but in the freelancer business overall. But what, you know, we took that time, and particularly I would say the last 6 months leading into, you know, we go back Q4 2023 and into this year, we spent a lot of time, you know, getting our house in order and getting our internal processes and systems in place. You know, worked incredibly hard behind the scenes with Sophia. But then I felt, you know, it's very important for us to, you know, start communicating all of that work that we've been doing externally to the market. And hence, you know, like I said, a lot of the meetings that we had leading into NamesCon, we got a lot of feedback on communication. We got a lot of feedback on account management and how we service our customers. We got a lot of feedback on the product. We got a lot of feedback on compliance, right? Because our KYC process is very strict. You know, we're licensed in every state in the US. We're subject to, you know, regulatory points that other players in the market aren't subject to, right? So that was why, you know, it wasn't just me who came or Sophia who came. We brought Andrew, our product guy, our head of product. Our head of compliance from San Francisco came out. You know, we you know, we had our business development guys there. We had Sophia, account management. We wanted to show a commitment and a renewed commitment, if you like, because it was the first and best chance that we would have to do that. So we made sure that we all came and we were present, and we wanted to come and give it our best shot, right, and make the most of the 5 days and really, you know, interact with as many partners as possible.
Love it. Yeah. Drew, you're
so you mentioned, you know, the licensing and I think it's one of the most misunderstood things in the industry. And it was funny because I actually at the show had multiple people talking to me, you know, they were frustrated with whatever was, you know, lack of service or whatever at escrow and da, 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 talking about, you know, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is launching this, you know, decentralized escrow service, or this guy is going to do this thing and da, 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 this, or why didn't you do that? And I'm just like, guys, look, like, it's not that easy. It's literally like one of the hardest businesses on earth. Like, escrow.com is durable because, number one, they've got the category defining, you know, domain name, right? It's like, tells you exactly what it is, insinuates trust immediately, right? That's a pretty big moat. But then more important beyond that is this licensure. So, like, people don't understand how hard and dubious and expensive it is to get licensed as an escrow agent in all 50 states in America. And it's not like, oh, I'm going to stand up my business in Wyoming. We're going to have one, you know, we're going to get a license in Wyoming, then we can form escrow. Well, then you got a client. One of the parties to that escrow transaction is now in Texas, and he doesn't feel that, you know, something went correctly. And so now he's going to sue in the state of Texas, and you're literally going to, you have no protections. You're screwed. Like, so explain a little bit, just high level, like, why is it important that escrow.com has a license in all 50 states in America, that they are bonded, that, like, explain what happens if that weren't the case.
Well, I think it's all about, and this doesn't sound, I mean, my role is sales, right? But this doesn't sound very salesy, but it's all about protecting all parties, right? And mm-hmm. if you're going to spend millions of dollars on a domain name, you have cross-border transactions, you have parties who are strangers to each other, parties who don't know each other, then it really does come down to risk protection. And, you know, that's kind of our... that's our unique point of difference, right? We've been around for 25 years. It's taken a long time to get all of these protections in place, and we're proud of the fact that we protect the industry, right? We stand mm-hmm. there to protect all parties. You know, you guys are brokers, you and very experienced in the industry, but maybe one of the parties, this is the first time that they're transacting a domain, and you know, a 7-8 figure domain. That's a big investment, right? And
most of our clients, at least one of the parties, it's their first and probably only time they will ever complete a domain transaction.
Yeah. And
they have absolutely no idea how it transpires, how you do it safely. The only thing they're thinking about is fraud. And
exactly.
Like, it doesn't really matter how good we are, right? Like, I can get something to the finish line, but even with you guys being escrow.com and the licensure and all this, we still lose deals once in a while just because somebody gets nervous at the finish line. And that would be basically all the time or extremely common if we didn't have a totally independent third party. And I'll say this, I'm not trying to blow smoke up escrow.com's ass, but I get asked all the time about, like, oh, why don't you try doing these transactions this way or with this company or with that? And I just fail to see how it makes any sense to put my reputation on the line for something that I cannot tell my client or the buyer or the seller or the other party. that this is 100% transaction. You know, this transaction is 100% secure. Because if it's not, it's my reputation. More importantly than yours, it's mine.
Yes, and to your point, you're recommending the service, first of all. Secondly, the only reason why you would trust that the other party is non-fraudulent is because there is an escrow service in the middle doing the due diligence, and that due diligence is overruled defined by the regulations that those licenses have you follow. So if we hadn't those licenses and we weren't following those procedures and being audited in every single state per every single license, plus other countries, because we're also licensed in Australia, for example, you wouldn't basically know if we were following proper protocol. We would be proceeding with proper protocol per the license that we have, but not applying to that particular person that's in the other state. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
100%.
Sorry, just to divert one second, because somebody asked me this question like a week ago. I think JT, you were on the call. If let's just say we were in the middle, because I didn't know the answer. I think I know what the answer is, but I'm not clear. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. But it's probably a question better for the compliance people. But let's say that we're in the middle of a transaction. Let's say it's a big transaction. You know, it's a $5-10 million domain transaction, and we're in the middle of this transaction, and escrow.com goes bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Where do the protections fall between the buyer and the seller? Let's say, you know, say it's a concierge transaction. You guys are sitting on the domain and the money, suddenly belly up. What's what?
That is a good question for compliance.
It depends, you know, what the current situation is. It depends on the transaction itself, and depends, as you said, for example, whether it's a concierge, whether it's the main in holding, whether we're sitting in both the assets and the fund or just the funds, because it could be something else. The answer is it's, you know, case by case. But obviously, if we were, which wouldn't happen, but if we were to go bankrupt or file for bankruptcy, then we would have to accommodate that something else. Is done with the funds and the domain name, like we would leave the transaction as is.
There's some sort of trustee that would.
And I think that's where it really gets into an interesting thing too. And so I'm going to move us off this real quick, but just wanted to, you know, and putting my legal hat, compliance hat on myself. I mean, I think there is sort of a trustee process that takes place. That's part of the whole thing about the licensure and the separate accounts and, you know, and then having those, you know, again, and I don't know if you guys have a separate account created for every single transaction or however that works, but I think the other piece that Sean mentioned that I think people lose sight of too is that escrow has been around for 25 years, right? I mean, so when you talk about, you know, the trusted partner aspect, it's one thing to be like, oh, we're a trusted partner. It's like, no, we've been here literally is, you know, for over two decades. And, you know, and I think that a lot of that is, so anyway, but I don't want to force you guys into a situation too, where you're talking about this weird hypothetical that's so unlikely, but I do think that that's an important piece. The other stuff too, because it's like, so let's do it. I want to
I guess JT, it's a good question though, right? Because thankfully this is why it's important that escrow is not just escrow as well, right? We're part of freelancer.com, Freelancer International. Yeah. We're part of a public company. And that provides an added layer of protection as well, right? Like we
and trust. You've got audited financials. You've got regulations that
you touch on a really good point, right? Because you mentioned that, you know, what happens if something happened to us. But on the flip side, we take a lot of risk by handling these domain name transactions, right? And as you would know, JT, in your day job, that you know, sometimes you need legal, you know, our margins are pretty thin, right? But you know, we want to invest in the product, we want to invest in evolving with the industry, but also we need to hold on to these margins as well, because there are cases where, you know, transactions, not all transactions go swimmingly, and we need to engage legal advice as well, right?
That's another interesting thing too. When you talk about some of these other
companies,
I've
always believed it is bad business to squeeze your partners. I have always believed, you know, you you want to have, if you want to have a strong business, a long-term durable business, you need durable partners. And that means that everybody has to make money. So I've never really understood all the people that are like, you know, oh, escrow.com's charging me too much money to sell this domain for $1 million. And it's like, dude, like, really? Like, because I don't know. Like,
we're taking off.
Yeah, like for that one night's sleep, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, the seems like a fair price to pay for a good night's sleep. Like,
well, and I think that's an interesting thing. So you talk about some of these other upstarts and other options that are, you know, there are things that are, you know, announcements are coming up, and, you know, Adam has a new service. Afternic has a service, right? The two pieces of that. One is you got to look at the cost, right? And it's not like, from what I've saw, that those are necessarily more cost effective.
No, they're double the price. At a minimum, they're double the price.
You know, and then it's like you're talking about a company, especially like, you know, GoDaddy with Afternic's one thing, but then you talk about a company that is not a publicly traded company. You know, it's like, do they have licensure in all of the states? Are they audited in every state,
yeah,
you know, in line with all those licenses that are necessary? And those are interesting, good questions. Definitely. I don't know the answer. So, but I think also too, Drew made the point earlier where he said, they're also, you guys are not biased, right? Like, you don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
In that case, like, you know, you've got platforms that are, you know, that are selling, man, buying, selling.
I love this Andrew Miller, but I sure as hell don't want him knowing all of my domain transactions. Like, I will not go as far as to say I love GoDaddy, but I appreciate them and I appreciate their position in the market. And I sure as hell don't want them to know my business. Like, I can't imagine anything worse than having a company with conflicts of interest processing all of my transactions. Like, I can guarantee you that I'm not in the position I'm in if I have some, you know, biased third party taking all of my sales data.
Well, not only that, yeah, the sales data doesn't just mean the information about names and prices, but it means customer and client information, right? That's in a lot of ways is proprietary. Also, when you talk about conflicts of interest,
short-sighted.
Well, and also when you talk about conflicts of interest, you're talking about they're also buying, selling, brokering domains themselves, which then you enter into a situation where it's like, oh, okay, they're going to be handling this transaction for you. Oh, yeah, that one might not work out. Well, hey, we happen to have this other
and
name.
Joey,
trying, so
these guys just sold the basketballhoops.com. Go see if they want to buy soccergoals.com. You know, like, if you think that's not happening, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. If it can't be done, it will be done. Period. Full stop. If you believe anything else, I got a bridge to sell you, right? So it's like,
well, we can't speak definitively really about some of that stuff, but I can tell you that it does raise those kind of concerns and questions, which is also why I think, and again, this isn't supposed to be a whole like, oh, let's talk about how awesome escrow is. In fact, I think part of what we're doing on the show is talking about things that you guys can improve on. And it sounds like there's a real effort there, which I think is awesome. And that was one of the things, like, if you look at who, to me, it's like, it's not like this is a, like a sports thing, but I love sports. So I always,
hold on, save your thought.
I equate things to sports all the time. And if I look at who won NamesCon, right, I think the only people who did better than Media Options and Andrew, right, is probably escrow.com, and how I thought that it was really a great show of force on the part of you and a rededication to the customer on your part, and just having the conversations that we had that I thought, and considering how important we feel that you guys are in the space, I thought it was all awesome. Anyway, go ahead, Drew. You were going to say something.
That's all I was trying to say. I'm actually not trying to blow smoke up escrow.com's
behind.
I'll leave the analogy right there. But the I actually mean it more from the escrow perspective, blanket escrow, right? So the concept of a trusted, true third party, unbiased, no conflict of interest, third-party escrow service provider, literally our industry is 1% of what it is today without a trusted third-party escrow service. So if we evaluate the field of trusted third-party escrow, I fail to find a better service. At the end of the day, this is a commodity. This is the least sexy business on the face of the earth. It is literally, we're going to take your money, we're going to take a domain, one or the other or both, and then we're going to exchange it. And in the middle, we're going to do some due diligence and analysis and make sure nobody's doing any fraud. Like, There's nothing sexy. There's no sexy product. You know, there's no, there's nothing about this business that's got bells and whistles. It's literally just a commodity. But it takes a lot to perform that essential service well and effectively, and to tick all the boxes. And every time I get presented with another solution, I'm like, yeah, but this box isn't ticked and that box is ticked, da, da, da. And so I guess what I'm trying to say, because I get a lot of when people have negative feedback about escrow.com, a lot of them come to me. And you know, they're like, well, I don't know, fuck escrow.com and why can't they do this and blah, blah, blah. And is there somebody there I can speak with? And you know, I'm always just like, I don't get it. Now, I'm not saying that you guys can't do better. Look, I'm very happy because we have Sophia. But if I didn't have Sophia, it would be a cluster, right? So there's
we need 10 more Sophias.
You just got to get the cloning program going. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean? I think they were. Didn't they do the sheep down in Australia?
We take the KYC and we take the confidentiality very, very seriously, right? Even to the point where, you know, Sophia and I talk to each other, you know, daily and across the different time zones. But even to the point where she'll talk about a transaction, I'll say to her, I don't want to know what the domain is. I don't want to know what it is because, you know, it's very, yeah, there's high stakes here, right? And like you said, people, it might be their first or only time that they do a transaction of this nature. There's very high profile people on occasion as the parties, right? And so the least that I know, actually the better, right? But at the same time, we're not perfect, and we're constantly thinking, how can we provide a better service? You know an hour or two, 3 or 4 hours, it's a long time, right? And based on a lot of the feedback, Sophia and I came away with the view that we've got to reduce people's anxiety, right? When they're doing a transaction, and they're doing a transaction of this nature, we've got to provide better feedback. We've got to provide quicker service. We've got to provide more transparent information. We've got to provide accurate information. Our product needs to match what the contractual agreements that you guys are signing, right? All of these things, super, super important, super, super important.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it, right? It's transparency, it's communication. You know, so much of it is like, okay, what is the timeline? Adhering to any stated timeline. The title of our last podcast was Managing Expectations, right? Because, and this was Drew was basically saying how much he disliked Austin, Texas, because going in, he felt like it was going to be a lot better than it was as a city, right? Let's not go there though. Hold on. We're not going to, you know, it's fine. We got enough people mad at us. It's okay. Sorry, Austin.
Let's talk about 6 feet.
No, most people, I only had one angry person. I actually can't tell you. I probably had 30 people that sent me a DM or an email or WhatsApp, and they were like, yo, I totally agree. I'm so glad you said it. Austin is a shithole. So anyways, I'm not the only one.
You're not. No, you're not the only. You're the best, dog. You're the best. Anyway, you're always right.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
No, but really, I think the big thing is, you know, when you talk about managing expectations, because we see it in our big deals, and actually any deals where we have somebody on one side or the other, it's like that just they want an update. They want to know what's going on. How much time is this going to take, right? So the better that you can be, I mean, something could take 5 days, right? We know that domain transfers at times will take 5 days. We know this just is what it is. Sometimes they cannot be expedited, right? And it's like, we just have to wait. But I think people understanding what the process is, being able to get an answer quickly, being able to get an update quickly, you know, those kinds of things, the communication, the transparency, managing the expectations around what is reality, you know, not making promises that you can't keep and things like that, I think are so, so key. And that's obviously why for us, I mean, you know, Sophia is such a rock star for us, is because
you know, she's always responsive. She's always knows what she's talking about. She can get things done when they otherwise don't get done. And having somebody that you can count on that can make sure that you know what the deal is and things aren't getting lost, you know, falling between the cracks. And, you know, again, things aren't just, you know, we're constantly aware of where things are at when we need to know. I think is one of the biggest things. So thinking about that and talking about, like, you know, whether it's roadmap and other things. So, you know, what we've heard and what we know, and some of this I'm taking just from meetings and conversations that we've had, even some of it's offline, but, you know, knowing this sort of rededication to, you know, customer support and, you know, account management and communication, like what else, you know, is on the agenda as far as for you guys, for improvements, enhancements, that kind of stuff. Like, what do you guys got going on?
Sophia, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah. So, first of all, on hiring, you were asking about resources. We're hiring more people. That's happening. 80% of my time is, you know, delving into, like, having interviews all day, every day with new candidates. So we want to have a bigger account management team. Granted, it's not easy. It isn't. Finding the right candidate for this industry is very hard, especially one that, you know, I can be next to every day, kind of support them, because they have to be in our dinner, they have to have perfect English, they have to understand, you know, it's not just domain names in when it comes to escrow.
And you have to be able to trust.
Yeah. And they have to be great with people, relationship building, you know, it's a lot. So it's difficult to always find the right person. When it comes to the products, there's a lot of, like, KYC changes that we want to do, not about, like, the actual regulations, because, of course, those are government regulations and we can't do anything about it, but we can do better at, like the flow and the communication and the overall clarity. And then there is also the teams are going to be growing as well, like customer service and those other things. I'm working internally in coaching and training for those teams as well. So, you know, hearing from you, talking to you guys, you know, JT, sometimes I go to you, ask you, like, hey, can you teach me this or that? And then, you know, then I go internally and teach them. That's pretty much it. Like, we have to hear from the expert. We have to hear from, like, who knows best. To then learn ourselves, and that's, you know, the broader picture, I believe. Don't know if you want to add anything.
I think one takeaway I took from NamesCon is that people want reliability and they want consistency, and they don't want surprises that, you know, come out of left field. And, you know, a lot of that comes down to people to people communication, you know, making sure that our KYC processes are consistent. You know, some KYC goes through relatively smoothly and quickly, and then there's other cases where, for whatever reason, KYC gets stuck, and then communication's not as transparent as it should be or responsive. So a lot of, this is a winnable game, right? And all of these things are fixable. A lot of the feedback that we got was pretty, I wouldn't say basic, but it's all fixable stuff. It's, like I said, it's a winnable game. We can improve our communication. We can improve our account management. We can improve our payments. You know, all of these things are within our control. Yes, we can make modifications to the tech, but ultimately a lot of the feedback that we got was basically people-to-people issues that can be resolved. And, you know, like I said, I'd love to have a few more Sophias, but I think also part of our presence in NamesCon was showing you guys that, hey, it's not just Sophia. You know, I was there, Andrew was there, we had our guys from Vancouver there, we had our compliance guy there from San Francisco. You know, there's a whole team behind escrow, and we've got to get better at communicating that with you guys. You know, if it's, you know, Friday afternoon and you guys need a deal done, you know, and for whatever reason you can't get a hold of Sophia, then you should be able to get a hold of me. You should be able to get a hold of someone else, right? You should just know, okay, I've got a payments issue, I've got a communication issue, I've got a support issue. It shouldn't all be channeled through Sophia, right? You should know who are the list of people that I can contact, because then you guys in your position, you're stuck, right? If you think Sophia is the only one to go to, you've got your parties on the hook as well, right? And so,
we
just got to reduce that. As you pointed out to us, Drew, when we were there, when we met, you said, you know, you got to reduce the anxiety, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way of looking at it.
And I mean, again, it's not a sexy business. There's not a lot of bells and whistles. There's only a couple of things that you got to do, and you just got to do them right. And that's communication, create a sense of trust, which is basically another way of saying lower the anxiety, right? And keeping people, up to date. That's it, you know? And I think that's a big part of it. I think making some kind of automation of around like, okay, somebody ticked off that they sent the wire. It's been 48 hours. The wire hasn't arrived. That's definitely not usual. So, you know, something that's triggering the buyer to say, hey, are you sure the wire went out? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then notifying the seller that, you know, we have followed up with the buyer, right? But I think there's a lot of automation that would
lower the status,
that anxiety
right?
level.
Yeah, you want to know the status.
Yeah, at the end
everyone
of the day,
just wants to know
that's
the status.
Really – listen, in my business, it's the same thing. And it's literally it's the one thing that I can't stand to my own detriment, okay? Everybody, they sign a contract with us, whether it's to buy a domain or a sell domain. And once they sign it, you know, we take for granted the fact that it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go do my job. But they don't have a clue what my job is. They don't know what I'm doing. They have no idea what I'm doing all day. They don't have the first idea what to think about. And so what do they want? They want a status update. And they, from a week later, been a week. What's going on? It's like, guys, been a week. Okay? You'll hear from me in like a month or two if I have news. Right? And so, but I should be providing better feedback. You know, that's a conversation for another day, but it's the same for you guys. It's like all anybody wants to know, because they don't know how this works. They don't know. Most of the people don't know. And they just want to know, like, where are we in this? Where's my money? Where's my domain? Who's got it? Who's going to have it next? Right. What's the time frame? People just want to know the basics. It's like, you know, it's really all you guys got to do is make sure people feel safe sending a domain or money to you. And then once they send that domain or the money to you, making sure they know where the hell it's at. That's it. It's like, there's really not a lot more to it than that.
Yeah.
No, it's a super interesting point, right? It's like people want to feel safe and protected. And especially when you're dealing with transactions of this volume.
Yeah,
people want
or somebody who's obtaining a domain that matters so much to them too, and they just like, when am I gonna have my domain? Like, I can't wait to get it, and you know, take this next step in the life cycle of my business and everything. So, you know, I think it's all, all good stuff. I mean, it's all positive, and I love the energy and the direction coming from you guys. So let's talk a little bit, because we've got about 10 minutes left, and so how do you guys feel about the domain space right now? I mean, we're very busy. We've got a lot going on. Are you guys busy overall? And then let's talk a little bit about your kind of how you see the rest of the year playing out. So,
yeah, we got word while we're at NamesCon that May was our best month of the year so far. And was probably one of our best months in the last 12 months. We have a lot of confidence from speaking to everyone that things are looking more. I would say the word I would say is people are feeling more optimistic heading into the second half of the year. I'm not sure anyone's a fan either way of where the US election goes, but at least they're two known quantities, and that's giving people confidence. And actually, for me,
I don't know what planet you're on, but my planet is a whole lot of
confidence. I mean,
actually, for me, confidence missing. But
we know we're working with two grown children that are reverting Benjamin Button style back to being babies again. You know what I'm saying? So,
the highlight for me of the whole conference was the auction on the Thursday afternoon, and just sitting in that room, and what was there? 147 lots that went. That this is. That blew my mind. It's just for it, having, you know, worked across escrow for a couple of years, but actually to be in that room and feel that energy, but also to see live 147 lots, you know, everything from, you know, $5,000, $25,000 up to $500,000. To me, to have that many lots as well, that told me, hey, this industry is pumping at the moment. This industry is pumping.
Interesting. That's an interesting view. I mean,
As an asset.
That wasn't even a particularly successful auction. That was a moderate auction. If you were to go back, I don't know, let's say 8 years, 10 years, you know, when I was just sort of getting real serious about this business and starting to make a little bit of money, I could participate in these auctions. I mean, you know, it's, you know, when some of the real OG domain investors were still in the game, they had retired, they were still accumulating, they weren't just in selling mode. Those auctions were competitive, and you would easily see $2-3 million clear in an auction. You'd have 200 lots, they'd all clear, you'd have a 60-70% sell through rate. Names regularly we sold in the six figures, and you'd always get one or two pop in the seven. And but I agree, it was great energy at the auction. Bunchy did a great job. We did a great job as always. You know, they always do. I agree, there was great energy, but if you saw it, you know, back, I think the difference is parking. So back in the day when there was a lot of parking revenue flowing, that kept feeding the beast. And so people bought domains. Those domains earned money in parking. They accumulated parking revenue. They realized there was nothing better to invest in. And so they bought more domains. And so, you know, and the auction was just a great way to get your hands on some of the premium names. You had some people that wanted to sell, get cash, and you had people that were still in accumulation and looking to buy. And I love a live auction. I really do.
That's a lot of fun.
I love it.
It reminded me of, I mean, we here in Australia, we have auctions for physical property. And, you know, to see, that's exactly what it reminded me of, being at a live auction. But to see 147 lots, I was like, wow, it blew my mind. I was like, wow, this is terrific.
Yeah.
This industry is pumping. The people in this room are the leaders. And the most influential people in the industry around the world all coming together. I just thought it was a fantastic event. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sophia, on your thoughts as far as the year so far and the months to come?
I think that second half of the year is going to be way better than the first half of the year. I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed as well. That's what everyone's saying. But what we're seeing in our books as well. And I mean, it's also going to be better half of the year for us, for not just in terms of revenue, it's going to be a better half of the year in terms of like improvements and things that we're doing. I know I'm working 24/7. Sean's working 24/7. So, I mean,
you're
going to get shit done if you get, know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's going to be interesting for us.
I'll just say, you know, we obviously had multiple meetings while we were all in Austin, and you know, discussed a lot of different things, but I am very cautiously optimistic about the roadmap for escrow. You know, not my business to sort of get into the details, but I think some of the products and some of the improvements that are coming are going to be very productive. They're going to be useful for my business. They're going to make my business easier. And at the end of the day, it's like that's the relationship, right? You make it easier for me to sell more domains, and we all make more money, right? So yeah, I'm optimistic.
Yeah. Well,
what was for you guys? What was the JT and Drew? What were your highlights of NamesCon?
Yeah. So, well, I'll jump in and then I'll let Drew close out. But you know, for me, I thought it was just great seeing everybody in person. It was cool for Drew to be there. That I think brought a certain, you know, different kind of energy it also allowed us as a team, kind of to the way that you guys gathered your team, to be able to meet in person and, you know, have some quality time. It gave our team an opportunity to get together in person and also like work through some things, talk through stuff, you know, just enjoy each other's company, all that kind of thing. Team building all the way through to some real productive things and conversations as well. I thought that, you know, the show, they did a great job. Soren and team did a great job. I think the Omni is a great facility. I think it's kind of perfect for a conference of this size. I thought it's really ideal where everything's relatively close. I thought the food was all great. I share some of Drew's sort of negative commentary on Austin as a city, but I think otherwise it was good. So yeah, it was all positive stuff. I'm excited. I mean, we've had a really great year so far as a company. I mean, obviously Drew winning, you know, number one domain broker, you know, Media Options winning again 6 years in a row. Got the ring, the whole nine, all that kind of stuff. It was so much positivity around all of it. Seeing everybody, getting to, you know, hang out with people that we like face to face, I think is important. Meeting with key partners to talk through some things, move the ball down the field on a number of different deals and other things as well. So we talked about this on some of the other shows. So, I mean, this is all, you know, not necessarily news to anybody. I'm very excited to see, you know, I thought the ICA event in Vegas January was great. I'm excited to see that continue to evolve and get better. I love what the ICA is doing. It's a big shout out to Camilla and Zach and the team. I think it's great that you guys are back to supporting them as well. So I think that's awesome. Meeting with you guys, I think, was great. You know, getting to meet Sophia face to face, considering all the work that she does in helping us run our business, is awesome. So that was also a highlight. It's all positive stuff, man. I think that, but it also comes at a very good time for us as a business, right? We're doing very, very well. You know, Q1 was okay. Q2 was great. I think that we obviously keep an eye on things like the markets and funding of startups, as well as the crypto markets, which the last day or so has been a little interesting watching Bitcoin kind of drop some. So, you know, we kind of weigh all these things as we figure out how the rest of the year looks like it's going to play out. Summertime always gets a little bit slow. People kind of start to take some time and go, you know, do their vacation stuff. So, you know, we might see a little bit of a lag, but, you know, overall it's been a fantastic year. So, you know, that helped, I think, the whole thing kind of follow this wave of positivity and productivity. And I love to see what you guys have coming up too. So for me, it's all good stuff. So anyway, so yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Drew.
So, you know, there was a lot. I mean, for me, I hadn't been to one of these things in a long time. I've, you know, sort of discussed that at length on a couple of episodes that we've done since the show. But, you know, number one, I have to say, was, you know, winning Domain Broker of the Year for the sixth time. I mean, that was, you know, at some point, let's say the fifth time, you know, okay, it's repetitive, whatever. But I also wasn't there. You know, I think actually the only one that I've accepted in person was 6 years ago, maybe one more after that. So, that was really significant to me. And you guys doing the ring was, above and beyond. And that was just, it really was, I don't know how many people caught it, but it was emotional for me. That was,
you overcome with a bit of emotion there. What did that mean?
Yeah, that doesn't happen. I don't really have a lot of emotion. So it was, that was, that was emotional. You know what I mean? It was, it's like running an ultra marathon and you just sort of have your head down, you know, the back half of that, you're like, you just got your head down and, you know, you just putting one foot in front of the other until you cross the finish line. And that's kind of how I've looked at, you know, my business. I put my head down a long time. I sort of had a vision, turned out that vision was good. It pointed me, you know, it was a good North Star, you know, and that North Star has basically just continued to be, you know, my business is sell domains, use those proceeds to buy more domains, sell other people's domains to use those proceeds to buy more domains. And like, literally don't put your head up until someday when you're suddenly making a lot of sales and go, oh, wow, I think we've got a business, right? And so, you know, that day was, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago, and it was like, okay, wow, I'm the number one domain broker in the world. I sold more domains than everybody else. Okay, great. Wow, can I do that again? Do it again. And then it's like, oh, shit, after you've done that two or three times, you're like, better put my head down because there's a lot of arrows coming from the back. And so, you know, it was really, it's a lot of hard work. I don't have an office We are five people. We're not a big team. We're not Sato with, you know, 200 and something employees and offices and, you know, staff and HR and, you know, no way. Like, the fact that my team, so small, efficient, can do what we do, you know, and look, it's numbers don't lie. It's not a popularity contest. You guys know better than everybody. We just put in the work. And so to get that recognition was really big for me. That was huge. I really appreciated that. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the partnership that we've got. That was number one. Number two was meeting Sophia. There are literally, I think JT is probably the only person in the domain business that I speak to more than Sophia. I speak to Sophia more than I speak to anybody else on my team except JT. So, like,
lucky us.
You know, many, many years of communicating, you know, nights, weekends, all hours, like just fucking crazy situations and problem solving and just, you know, I literally couldn't do what I do without Sophia. So meeting in person finally was amazing. And it was a long time coming. And you know, it's like what you guys talked about earlier. We can have all the meetings and talk all they want on Skype or whatever. And but at the end of the day, you know, sitting down, breaking bread, having a meal, having a meeting, looking at each other's eyes, understanding where problems lie, what can actually be done about it, not just, you know, talk. And that means the world. And I'm big on, you know, relationships. I'm big on loyalty. Those are really big things for me. And, you know, I like to think I've been a very loyal customer to Esker.com. And I know for sure you guys have been a very loyal and amazing partner for us. So also, you know, not to leave you out, Sean, it was amazing meeting you. And also Andrew, like, honestly, sitting down with you guys in one of the meetings that we had, you know, and just having a very candid conversation. I also appreciate Aussies. You know what I mean? I met my wife in Australia. I lived there. I swear a lot. You know, I drink a lot. We bond. So, but being able to like just sit down with you guys and just, you know, just no bullshit, just having a very candid conversation about, look, we're all trying to do the same thing. We all want to make more money. We all want to make the business bigger. So how do we do that? And then having a serious conversation about what are the things that I can do? What are the things that you can do? How do we align our interests? How do we, you know, get products that are going to make my job easier, get products that are going to make your job easier, products that are going to innovate the industry and push the industry to, you know, where I think the puck is going. That was very meaningful and powerful. That was the most important meeting I had at the show. And then, you know, just beyond that, I've said it before, but it was just, you know, I think probably like you guys, except for me, it was more of a, nostalgia because I knew these people before, many of them, not all. There's a lot of new faces. I have to say that was actually one of the things I would have told you I would not have enjoyed. But I turned out really enjoying it was just meeting a lot of the new people in the industry. Serious people that are actually making a good living, providing for their families, doing a serious business, trying to learn. I met a lot of those people because I leaned into doing things that I normally wouldn't do there. And I am grateful I did that because I really enjoyed that and meeting a lot of these people. But I had a great time. I enjoyed it. And you know, you guys definitely made it a worthy trip for all of the reasons I just mentioned.
Yeah. Boom. I don't think the people in general realize how much we talk, actually. How much he texts me every day. Am I number one?
Stop it. I'm not Andrew Miller.
take this offline, mate. Take this offline.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, but I think all that's fantastic. And, you know, this was obviously a great opportunity to have you guys on the show talking about this stuff. We are pretty much over time, so I don't know if there's anything that we haven't covered. But Sean, Sophia, one last chance before we shut it down, in case there's anything else that you wanted to mention or convey.
Oh, just thank you very much. It's a privilege and an honor to be invited on the show. And thank you very much. And to sum up what Drew said, you know, we absolutely value the partnership as well, and look forward to the, you know, the next 6-12 months. It's going to be exciting, yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's going to be all good. Sophia?
Yeah, we're happy to be here. Drew, you won the fight. I'm finally here. you got it. And yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate you very much, you know, that as human beings, but also like the partnership, the relationship, great partners of Esfred.com, and you know that. Not just because you're number one and the volume and all of that, but because of, you know, all of that we said just now, straight up to our faces. You say the good, the bad, the ugly, and we grow from you and with you. And that's the most important thing, I think. We grow together with the domain name industry as a whole. And you're very
100% good
domain name industry, very good partners overall. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, just saying that we deeply appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, and we appreciate having you guys on the show. You know, this whole thing was born from an idea. Oh, yeah. And this whole thing was born from us just... Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the... What did you say?
Say, stick together, grow together, win together.
There we go. All right. Well, and like we said, even the idea of the show is kind of like, hey, look, you guys have been... We haven't had anyone from Escrow on. I don't know if Matt was ever on the show, but not while I've been host. So, you know.
Yeah.
He's next.
That's good. I think I had Matt on. I had Matt on, but that was before your time, GT.
Yeah, so, you know, and the idea being like, hey, you guys are rededicating yourselves. We see that and we appreciate that. And some of this born from those meetings and conversations, and said it'd be great to have you guys on the show. So I'm glad we're able to do that. So thank you so much for being here. Drew, as always, thank you for your time. To the audience, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. As I say on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in. I think you can recognize that, like I say, we're not hard to find, the escrow folks as well. We'll have some, you know, obviously go to escrow.com, but you know, there's other contact information, bio, stuff like that. You know, folks are not hard to find, good, bad, ugly. It's all about trying to improve things overall. Rising tide lifts all boats, and we're all here for the long haul. So, you know, it's all good stuff. And so with that, we're going to say goodbye. I want to say again, thank the Sherpas for the time. And I want to say thank you for watching. We'll see everybody on next time on Domain Sherpa. Before I go, it is down the rabbit hole. So we say fair fairin, which is a Scottish phrase meaning good journey. So may you travel far under fair skies and even further down deep, dark rabbit holes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you all next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains.